Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with YMCA Aquatics Director Brittany Adrian about swimming and pool safety. So with summer here, what can you say about adults and kids staying safe in the pools?
I think it's really important that everyone learns how to swim. And so by enrolling your kids into swim lessons or group or private lessons is a good way to stay safe, and not just during the summer hours, but also to keep them enrolled during winter time. The other thing is if, you know, they're not able to afford swimming lessons, is to know their level of swimming and not to go past that. So if they're not a very strong swimmer, then to stay more shallow water and to wear a life jacket that's Coast Guard approved. When swimming in the pools or in the ponds or lakes or oceans or whenever you're on a boat, just make sure you're always wearing a life jacket. Even if you are a more stronger swimmer, you should always wear one. And to make sure that you never swim alone, that you always have someone watching.
Now, you mentioned children's swim lessons, which are fairly common. Is there any place for adults to get swim lessons?
We offer private lessons, and that's for any age, you know, starting from 2 years old to up until adults. Anyone can take them. The group lessons are more for the youth, but private lessons are more for adults.
So is that something you just call the YMCA about and set up?
Yep, you can call the YMCA. You can call the outdoor pool here at the Steele Family Aquatic Center, which is 6054 is the phone number. And then we also offer lessons in Columbus Junction, too, so you can get adult lessons there as well.
So what would you say is the most important thing for swimmers to remember to stay safe in the water?
I would say one of the big safety things is when you're in the water is to, if you are like struggling, one of the best like survival skills is to roll over on your back and kick on your back until you can get to the wall. I mean, I would just recommend that to everyone, is to just make sure that they, if they're ever getting like in that position where they're getting troubled, is to remain calm and to roll over onto their back and kick on their back so they can get to the wall or someone can help them. For the most part, I would recommend that. And wear sunblock.
So what about people who have private pools? What would you recommend for them for safety as well as for maintaining their pool?
Safety-wise, I would say for private pools is, like I said before, never swim alone, even if you're an experienced swimmer. Make sure there's someone outside of the water watching, and make sure they have life jackets on. You know, if they're a younger child, I would say anyone 8 years and younger should have an adult in the pool with them, within arm's reach. For private pools, just checking chemicals, making sure there's plenty of chlorine and, you know, the water's balanced. And I think they have stuff at Walmart, I believe. They have, like, test kits to test the stuff like that. So just making sure that private pool owners are checking their water frequently.
Okay. Do you have any other helpful tips that you'd like to give people?
I would say the other thing that's pretty helpful is make sure that people don't practice holding their breath underwater. That's really dangerous. I would recommend not doing that.
Okay, and why is that?
It's called a shallow water blackout. It's when people start holding their breath and they hyperventilate. And then what it does is it blocks oxygen off. So it creates a lack of oxygen, and so when they're underwater, they can pass out. I just recommend encouraging your kids not to practice breath holding underwater.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with YMCA Aquatics Director Brittany Adrian. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.